Chairman Malcolm Rosenberg, who was once again with us to supplement the shiur that we're going to be continuing today with Inyane Mikvos. So we appreciate very much his presence, participation, expertise, etc. Okay. Let's take a look on page 29, Simen Resh Aleph Sif Tezvav. We know that the way mikvos are built today, as we'll go into great detail today, is that we don't just use pure rainwater or even pure Mayan water. Because, as we said, if you're going to just use rainwater, then some bunch of women will be toivel, and before you know it, it'll be very dirty. And then what's going to happen? You're going to you want to drain that water, then you don't have your mikveh left. You know, and then until it rains, you get another 40 saw, it'll take a long time. So we have water that is, we treat technically like mayim she'uvim, the tap water. The tap water, we have countless amounts of tap water. And we convert that into rainwater through various things of hashaka, as we'll discuss. And then we'll always have a good supply of water, because we can always every day suction out that tap water that we came in contact with the rainwater and bring in new tap water tomorrow and have it hushak to the rainwater, and then we'll constantly have a supply.
Does it make a difference in the mitzvahs, all the water that you drain into really be the rainwater?
We're going to talk about that. That's the whole sugi of nosan sova notel sova. Okay, so the general principle, the couple of general principles that we have to be aware of. So take a look on page 29, Simon Reish Aleph Sif Tezvov. Mikveh sheyesh bo arbaim sa, umayin kol shu yochel lishov kol ma sheyirtze litein lusocha. Right, so the general principle that we have, say I have a bore, say I have a cavity in the ground of Megishon, and we have 40 saw, mem saw of Megishon. So then, one could take barrels of mayim she'uvim and pour it on top. Say, yeah, in other words, once you have your initial mem saw in the bar, so we pass in la halacha, it's a discussion, but even you'll have 1,000 saw of mayim she'uvim, it'll all be kosher because the initial mem saw of mayim she'uvim are there. Right, that's the principle that we that the Shulchan Aruch happens. So that's in the same bore. Okay, now let's take a look on page 31 in Sif Nun Beis. Where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Habola Arev Mikvah Posel or Chosse in Mikvah Kosher Lahakshiro. Hoshishneim Chasei and Bola Orvam Lahakshiro and Sokshin Nekav Shabbeneim Rochav Kishofer Sanot. In other words, say for example, you have like this. You have two boros, two cavities in the ground. One is Mei Gishamim, and one is Mayim She'uvim. So the Mayim, again, we're assuming the tap water is Mayim She'uvim, and the Mayim She'uvim is where the person is going to be Tovel, right? Now, how can you be Tovel? You can't be Tovel in Mayim She'uvim. But the answer is, we have what we call a Nekev, the Nekev Hashaka. We have a connection between the Mayim Gishamim and the Mayim Shuvim. And once they're Hushak, once they are touching together, so then the Mayim Shuvim will now be converted into Mei Gishamim. And therefore, the person will be going Tovel in this area, which was initially Mayim Shuvim, and now was Hushak to the Mei Gishamim, and it becomes Kosher. And now all the women will be going here, right? And then, by the end of the night, it'll be, pretty dirty, or whatever, so we're going to suction it out, and then the next day we'll bring fresh Mayim Shuvim, and this water remains. The Mei Gishamim more or less will remain, and therefore so this is the called the Neck of Hashaka, which is Keshofers Hanod, the Shir of Shnei Etzbos, which Rabbi Rosenberg mentioned from the Chazon Ish, is around the shear of 2 inches. Okay? And that's the 2 inches in diameter. And that circle is the nekiv of Shofar's Hanot. Now, there is a big discussion in the poskim, and this is the classic, typical, what we call Hashaka. Now, the question is like this. This is the big shaila in the Rishonim, the poskim. Is, do we say that once, soon as the Mayim Shuvim touches the Mei Gishamim, now it's like Mei Gishamim, so now I could go ahead and plug up the hole, and it could be Tovel in this water in the Mayim Shuvim, which got converted, even when it's plugged up? Or no, it's only good if the hole is still there. If the time that you're going into the mikvah, the hole is open. Not when the hole, in other words, is it a one-time thing? As soon as you touch the Shofar Hanodworth of Mayim Shuvim, make sure it converted, now it's good. Now go ahead and plug it up again? Or no, does it have to be open B'Shas Maiset HaTvila? So if you look in the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, so he quotes from the Tshuvas HaRosh, he says, on, you see where the Oz Kuf Yud Beis is. Lachash and Itzara Pesul and Mekosha Afil Rega Nishar Lo Olam Behechsheru Afil Nistam Hanekev Achakach. Right, the Mechaber Shita is that once it touches one time, it's good. Now you can plug up the hole and you're good, and then let the women go in 100 times, whatever. The next day, then we'll suction it out. Next day we'll fill it up again. Then we'll have to unplug it, right? And have a new hashaka, because we have new water. In other words, the new water needs a new hashaka. But during the tefillah, the mechaber holds that it could be plugged up, because all you need is that hashaka that time. However, look in the Shach, Kuf Yud Beis. The Shach says, Rabbeinu Yerucham Kosov Shenistapku HaMefarshim Nisha Hashav Bechshero Hokem Shenistam Hanekev Chozel Lepsulu Kibetchilo Fiyo Beis Yosef V'dakei Moshe. So this shach is a very significant shach. He says, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says, Nistapku HaMefarshim, on this question, meaning whether the hole has to be open at the time that the person is being tovel, or is it sufficient that it would touch one time, now the water touched, now you can plug it up, and have the people being tovel even when it's plugged up. That's Nistapku HaMefarshim. But he says, Tov l'hachmer l'chatchila. So therefore, the mikvos today, we always keep the hole open in deference to this shach during the tefillah, that the hole is open. And we'll discuss the various things that come about as a result of this. So this is what we call the regular hashak. Now, there is another way of doing it. See here, the two waters are coming in, say, from different directions. You have the Mayim Shuvim coming here, the Mei Gishamim coming here, and then there's a wall with a hole in between, and then they're gonna meet. Okay? Now, so this is what we call the regular Hashaka. Now, we have another form of hashaka, which is called zriya. And the way zriya is done, is that instead of having, so you have, the Megisharim come in first. You have your 40 saw coming in, right? And then, instead of having the waters come in from this direction and then meet in the, with the neck of Hashaka in the middle, what we'll have is after the Megisharim is filled with the Mem saw, then we'll introduce Mayim She'uvim, the same place afterwards, and then the Mayim She'uvim will go on top of the Mei Geshamim and then spill over into the Bor Tevilah. So here, it's not coming in from here and now meeting in the middle, but rather you're going to have your Mei Geshamim, you have your 40 saw, and then you're going to be, like Rav Shechter says, you're planting, so to speak, the Mayim She'uvim on top of the Mei Geshamim, well, the different ways of doing it, we'll discuss later. You know, but just on a basic level, they'll come in here and they'll go over, and then it will, and then the person will be tovel in the Bor Tevilah. Yeah.
Hashaka still necessary if you do that?
Yeah. So could be not once it was already put in. So it was, you know, technically you could probably have. You know, just a wall totally.
May I answer him?
Yeah.
You don't need it anymore, but the only problem with this is that if you have gimelig mitchila, or the walls have under them water, which was yesterday washed out with a hose, so then this thing is irrelevant. It won't help you anything because there is no connection anymore to make a shot.
Right. But if it's dry, then
well, that's one thing.
We have one thing we work hard to know that it's totally
if
that
you leave
seep
a mikveh for 4 or 5 hours, you'll see the seepage
right.
from the walls. So you can't wait 4 or 5 hours to refill it.
Right. So right. What Rabbi Rosenberg is saying is technically to do a zriya. So once you have your megishamim, then you have your mayim shuvim, and then you can have a full wall that's without any opening, and it because you did your hashaka, so to speak, because the water got all submerged in the megishamim, and then it went over. But he's saying that sometimes, if you're going to do this that way, then in the Bor Tevilah, so every day we suction it out, right? So we're hoping that we suctioned everything out. But sometimes there could be seepage that still remained in the bottom. And now we know the halacha is that we said before, if you have Mei Geshamim, so then you have your 40 saw of Mei Geshamim, then you could have all the Mayim Shuvim Shaba Olam on top of it. But that's only if you created your initial 40 saw. If you have 3 lugim of Mayim Shuvim that got into the mikvah before the 40 saw of Mei Geshamim, that ruins, that passels the mikvah. So if we're choshesh that maybe there's some water underneath that's still there, and we're choshesh that that's shuvim water.
When after you suction out, let's say Tuesday morning, somebody comes in with the hose and they come in with washes,
washing it out, mopping out. So that's shuvim water.
And not only is the seepage on the floor, it's in the walls. When you leave a mikveh 2-3 hours, a mikveh that's a year or two old and the grout is already busting, you'll find water.
In other words, what he's saying is we're going to suction out and then we're going to hose it to make sure it's clean and then hopefully dry it. But even when we dry it, it's not going to be, there could have been some seepage.
Seepage, though, is seepage
could be
from the original water?
No.
From the hose.
It
could be from the hose.
And so you have a seepage from the hose.
The Memphis Yitzchak has a tshuva on that even you don't see it, if it runs out, let's say you leave it 2-3 hours staying, then it doesn't have a chibur kishefer esanoi to the mikveh, so therefore you can't kasher the water under the tiles.
So Mamelo, if you have the seepage, so now if there's going to be a whole full wall and it's not going to be connected, so now you're going to have Megishamim Meshuvim that became Megeshamim coming in, but it's coming in to when there was already Gimelugim. So therefore, if you have the hole open, so you'll always have the Hashaka, so mainly then it'll Machshir, whatever, because it can Machshir Shuvim, the whole thing being Shuvim, and therefore it'll be okay. So that's what he's saying is the advantage of having the neck of Hashaka, even by Israel.
How big is Gimelugim? Are we really close? It's just stuck on the walls.
It's about, there's machloikis, but the smallest shear is 16 ounces. So you're talking about nothing, because when I drain mikvahs, and I drain a lot of mikvahs, in 2 hours' time, you have like two cupfuls. 16 ounces is two cupfuls, that's all it is. And then there's also another shear which we don't pass like that, it's aravis betchila pasels. But even though we don't pass them like that, we're choishish because it's menatoira in Baisamikdash. They used to immerse the needles in the kark of the Baisamikdash. So Arevius is considered menatoira already a kosher mikvah. So therefore, if you have Arevius betchila, we're machmer. Just like the Tahar, it's considered the kosher mikvah. If you have Arevius betchila, not Tahar, we have a problem.
When we say suction at the mikvah, is there a drain on bottom? We're using
like a vacuum cleaner type thing. Suction.
We don't want to drain on bottom, even close it off in case.
You'll learn there's a sugi, it's called Uvik Sheba Merchetz. Uvik Sheba Merchetz is a mishnah that it passes the mikveh, because when you have a steel thing that's holding that mikveh, so the whole mikveh is my metal, if you would take away that steel, the Uvik Sheba Merchetz, the drain, what would happen to the water? It would run away. So therefore, one of the psilim in a mikveh is my metal, and the whole mikveh would be possible.
Okay. So this is what we call the bor hashaka, and this is hashaka. In other words, so you can have a mikvah ostensibly just with a hashaka. Then you can have, you know, like the Chasam Sofer speaks about just doing the mikvah with zriya, and these would be both okay on their own right. Now, there are, you know, different questions of why, you know, therefore, why to have a, what's the advantage? One simple Lachasim Sofer has an advantage of a Bor Zriya over a Bor Hashaka, is that a Bor Hashaka, you could forget to unplug the plug, right? In other words, if you have water coming in from two sides, and before, when you're filling it up, you keep the necker full so you can fill it up. And then you're supposed to unplug it to do the hashaka, but it could happen. I'm sure there's stories out there that it's happened again, and they never did a hashaka. But when you have a zriya situation, so then it's coming in the same thing. So if it's already in the Bort Vila, obviously it was already Murav with the Megishamim, or else it wouldn't come into here, because everything is coming in from this direction. So that would solve that issue. That we didn't have that issue of maybe you're going to forget the plug. It's nothing to forget over here, because over here, the Megishamim, then you're putting it in. Over here, then it's going over. But over here, they're coming from different directions. So then you have to, after it's filled up, then you have to take the plug out.
We're doing a Bor Zriya. So would we assume that they're going to refill it every day? They would clean it out and refill it that way?
But by the tefila.
Yeah.
Bor tefila, they're going to suction it out.
Into the first one, and it'll overflow into the second one?
They're going to suction out this, and then they're going to put more tap water in and have it come in.
But how do you know the Megishamim didn't leave before?
We're going to get it. You're five steps ahead of me. wait. Okay. Now, there is a whole discussion in the post-kim. There's a tshuva, actually. Shefa likes to quote this tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Ruderman on page 41. And it's regarding his Talmud HaNichbad, Harav Nochem Eliezer Rabinovich. Right? From where? No? Right, from Shiva Malei Adumim. But at that time, I've spoken to him about this once, Rav Nachum Rabinovich. I believe he was in South Carolina. He was a Rav in, one of the, I think it was South Carolina. And he was telling me about the mikveh in South Carolina. And so the question of the borzria that he was dealing with, this is a lamdasha shayla. Okay? We said that, you know, the advantage of the borzria is that you don't have to worry about forgetting the plug. By bor hashaka, you can forget to unplug the plug, and then you're up the creek. So, so this is the lamda shashayim. So lamda shashayim like this. The lechora, how does hashaka work? I have a kosher mikveh here, what if Femnem saw, so now, if I'm mechaber something to it, it becomes kosher as well. Right? This Mayim Shuva now becomes like Megishon. But the question is like this. The question is, when you're doing a Zriya, Lachara, when you're pouring the water in, so now the water is Zoichlin. And the question is, can Zoichlin be Metaher Shuva? That's the question. In other words, because, see over here, when you're going to do, you say you have the plug in, and everything is stationary, and then you unplug it, everything's stationary, and it touches Shalom Al Yisrael. But here, when the Mayim Shuvim is coming into the Megishomim, so everything now is in a state of movement. It's flowing over. So therefore, maybe the mikveh at this point is what? Is a pasul a mikveh, because it's Zochlin, and therefore it shouldn't be able to be machshir, the what? The Mayim Shuvim. That was the question. So Rav Moshe says, you know, it's a very nice question, but l'chora, al pi pashtus, there's a Mishnah that says this is good. The Mishnah, perek vav Mishnah Ches, yeah, that, in other words, that talks about a similar scenario. If you take a look for a second, on put it in here. I don't know if I put it in, I didn't. But in other words, you have a Mishnah where you have two bars and you pour in one, in the base shuvim are in, you pour shuvim in, and it goes in there and into the
Hoyu Ba'elyan
Memsar. Yeah, so you put in, you have this, and then you have another one.
Correct.
So you have the Memsar here. And then you put the shuvim in here, and then it goes down into here. So you see, so Rav Moshe says it's a nice kasha, but the Mishnah says it's good. So what's the teretz? So Rav Moshe says that the teretz is that the psul zechila is a psul in what? In the ma'aseh tefila. But in the mikveh, it's still a mikveh. And Mamela, so since has a shame mikveh, even in this case, so Mamela, it's okay. But not everyone agrees to that. Some say that no, that you have to have, that you can't just let it run like this. You have to have first the water settle, and then it could flow over. Like, so the case over here could be that you had the Mem Saw, then you put in the Mem Shuvim, and you let it rest, and then you somehow dig out or have it flow into the next thing. So that's the question about a bor zriya. Okay, so these are the two prototype ways of doing it, either through hashaka or through zriya, which is a type of hashaka, etc. Now, there's one sugi we have to just take a quick look, and then we'll discuss it more, and then we'll give it over to Rabbi Rosenberg. And that's the famous sugi in Yevamos about Nosan Sova Natalsa. Here, take a look on page 33. That was the question that someone just raised. Page 33, the Gemara in Yevamos. It's not Mikvah Sheishma Bam Sova Mechuvanos. Say you have 40 saw, exactly 40 saw. Nosan saw, the Natal saw. So let's learn bapashtus, it means meperis. You put a saw of meperis into the 40, and then you take a saw away. Then you put another, so you put you have mayim shu, mayim gishomim, 40 saw good. Then you put in meperis, noson saw of meperis, and then notal saw from the mikvah. Noson saw, not keep doing it. Put in a saw, take out a saw, put it on meperis. So it's kosher, but Amar Yehuda bar Sheila, Amar Asi, Amar Yochanan ad rubel. But in other words, but you can't keep doing it forever. Ad rubel means you have to have, in the end of the day, a rove shear, like 21 saw of pure mei gishom. Ad rubel, you can't keep doing it, because if you keep doing it, you have more mei peris than that. So ad rubel. But most Rishonim learn that this Gemara is only by Meperis. But if you do Mayim Sheuvim, this Noson Sov and Notal Sa, then you can do it Ad Oilum. There's no restriction of Ad Ruba. However, the Rambam and the Ravid both say that no, that this Gemara of Ad Rubo is also by what? By Mayim Sheuvim. So even if you're doing Mayim Shuvim, that you see, Mayim Shuvim is better because Mayim Shuvim gets converted to May Gishonim. So, therefore, some Rishonim hold. Therefore, if you have the Arbaim Saw of Mem and then Noson Saw of Mayim Shuvim, Notal Saw, Noson Saw, keep going until the end of the day, there might be the reality might be Mayim Shuvim of the whole thing, but the Mayim Shuvim converted. So, it was good. So the Sam Rishonim say it's fine, and this Gemara, the limitation on Ruba is only by Meperis, but the Rambam and the Ravid have the thing that even by what? Even by Mayim Shuvim, you have the restriction of Ad Ruba. The Ramban seems to say in Bava Basra, maybe it's a Marasayin Dika Halacha, or whatever, one second, whatever it may be. So, one second. So, what you just said, what's your name?
Ariel.
So Ariel said like this. So basically like this. See, so we are choshesh for this Rambam and Raivet, to that we want our mikvos to have rubo of mayim megisham, real megisham. So the question is like this. We're choshesh for two things. We're choshesh for the shach that wants the neck of hashaka to be open, bisman the tefillah, right? In other words, because if we wouldn't be choshish for the shach, we would just do like the Mechaber says. We'd have a shaka for a second, and then when the women come to the mikvah, it's already plugged up. And then the 100 women will come in, and our meg shomim will remain pristine. Won't be tampered with. But since we're choshish for the shach, then we require not it to be unplugged, right? That'd be unplugged. So therefore, any time a human being comes in, the body, their volume of the body is going to cause water of the Mayim Shuvim to go into here, and the waters are going to mix. So every day, therefore, when you're going to suck out water, so you're sucking out some real Mayim Shuvim that came in here. And after a while, so the question is, do you really have 21 saw of pure Mayim Gishon? So if you hold like the other Rishonim, if you hold that you could just plug it up like the Mechaber, like the Tshuvas HaRosh, so fine, no problem. But we're choshish for the Shach that says Yesh Lach B'Lechapila. And if you hold that there's no problem, Noson Sov and Notol Saw, the 21 Saw is only a requirement by where? By the Meperis. But Mayim Shuvim, you can go forever, so it's also not a problem. But since we're choshish for these two Chumras of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Tzad L'Chumra, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, to keep the plug open. And to the Rambam and the Raiva that we want 21 saw of real things, so now we're left with a problem, because after a while, the waters are going to switch. And then after a certain amount of time, you're not going to have 21 saw. So the Rebbe Rashab, that was the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, had this notion of solving this issue. And Rabbi Rosenberg, after we finish, we'll go into it in greater depth, is instead of doing a bor hashaka like this or a bor zera like this, do what he calls bor al gabe bor, meaning you have a floor here, and you have my mei geshamim here of memsah, and instead of doing the hashaka side by side, you'll put your floor, you'll have holes in the, he did two holes in the floor because he was afraid someone's going to step on the hole, you know, so ruin the, you know, the hashaka. Here, there's on the wall, it's not afraid of that, but you step on the floor, they made two holes, so you know, so in a way that you won't be stepping on both holes, you step on two holes, you have 2 feet, so you shouldn't step on, right? And then, after you have your Megishamah here, you have your Mayim Shuvim here, and then people will be Tovil, and the Mayim Shuvim ostensibly will be heated, so the heat will rise, and the Megishamim are cold, that will be bad, so that hopefully will have a much greater probability that the Megishamim will remain pure, at least, or 21 saw of that for a much longer time, and then this will be able to help us be choshesh for the chumrah of what's in the shach, of the keeping the hole open, and for the Rambam and the Ravid by Nosan Sa and Natal Sa. Yeah, so it could be meeker than we could. This is a chumrah. It's a chumrah, probably a chumrah midrabban. Right? So maybe in a chanami, we would say that. But there's a chumrah. Oh, so that's the...
I want to answer him, if I may.
Yeah, please.
The Rashbam, who was the one that asked that? The Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Vuf Umad Vais, claims that it's Taki Kamua Kamua Butu. And that's why we are not makbet. You should look up that. But the problem is, listen to this carefully. If you were to pour in the water slowly, you could say kamur kamur butu. But what happens if you open it in one shot? Where's the kamur kamur butu now? In 9 out of 10 mikvahs, the mikvah is always bigger than the barfi magishuma. So that's why you would kill it right away anyway. Dachroinim explained. So take a look at Ashbam Dav Samavufim advice. He wants to say that's where.
Okay, now, there's one piece to the puzzle that we still have to look at. And that's the Mishnah Taras on page 9, Perek Hey Halacha Tes, Mishnah Tes. Okay, wait, yeah, then what? Okay, let's hold for a second. Hold. But let me say it out, and then we'll get it all. Now there is a concept here of the Mishnah says Hanitzok Zakatafris Mashka Tofech Enam Chibur Lulotum Lulotara. So, okay, this is something. This Mishnah, even though we're not Osik Bataris Bzman is there. Comes up in Yeridea, in Nitzok, when you have your pour something. But katafras is literally a slant, right? So you have a mountain. So it's a katafras, it's a slant. So if you have water, you see, running down, say you have different boros here, neither of them have 20, 40 saw in it, but you have rushing water going down. So the question is, the fact that the water is over them, is that going to create a chibur or not? So we say that water in the katafras, in a slant, the slope, is not considered a chibur. So some achronim, maybe the Rechaim, take issue with the Rebbe Rashab's mikveh, and say that no, Rebbe Rashab, maybe you're trying to accommodate all these chumras, of the Rambam Ravid, Dosan Son Notelsaw, and the Shach, etc. But maybe you get all the chumras, but you miss the whole thing. Because maybe this is not a chibur. Maybe this is not a chibur. Maybe, in other words, if a slant is not a chibur, so when it's one on top, that's like a 90-degree angle. Right, one thing on top of the other, mamish perpendicular, so maybe that's not a chibur. And if it's not a chibur, your whole what? Your whole hashaka is down the drain. Your whole hashaka is not a good hashaka. And therefore, it could be a problem. To take care, when some say no, that's not a katafras, that's not a problem, because the katafras ain't a chibur, perhaps is only running water on a slant. But if the katafras is stationary, what we call katafras vashborin, then that is not a problem, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, not only perhaps do we gain by getting all the chumrah of the Shach and the chumrah of the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ravid but we also did a good hashaka as well. Now, some others. So the way a lot of mikvos are built today, well, some even in the Chabad mikvah will make another bore and make a bor hashaka min hatzad. Azriya min hatzad. So therefore, even if something's wrong over here, they'll still have a.
They do it for a filter purpose. In other words, there's another issue which you're going to discuss. Yeah, they do it so that it goes filtered.
Yeah. In other words, let's say, even if they don't do it, but some had this idea of doing a hashaka min hatzad. So therefore, even if this is not a good chibur, but at least we have a backup to do the normal hashaka min hatzad. There was a whole mikvah in Florida. There was a whole big machlokes about this. And some wanted to say, no, they wanted to make a... That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to make a dimyon to this din in Masech the Shabbos. That the halacha is if a person's tovel the mikvah and then goes into Mayim Shuvim, so it passels his tefillah, midrabon. Because people are going to say, hey, people are going to make a gezeirah. If you went into a mikvah, now you went into Mayim Shuvim. Maybe Mayim Shuvim is the metayer. Because eventually, you'll think it's a two-step process. And then they'll say, why do I need the two steps? Just do the last step. So some b'chosh said, hey, if you have a questionable hashaka, even if you have a good one, maybe we should be gozer, that you can't even do a double hashaka, and that became a whole big thing. But and many mikvos, but many mikvos have a zriya, right? They have a zriya, and they have hashaka. In other words, they have one a bor tefila, and then they'll have a zriya and a hashaka. So they'll have water in the bor tefila, and then they'll have a zriya and a hashaka. By the hashaka, they'll make it double. They'll make a bor al gabi bor min hatzad. So this way, to take care of all the... So this way, you have your bor al gabi bor, but it's min hatzad, and with the rash... And this way, you gain by it's not underneath the bor tefillah. So that's it's more kal, that it's not underneath the bor tefillah, it's only underneath the bor hashaka min hatzad. Because the Rash says what the katafris havichibur is a tzad in the Rash. Efsher, that what katafris havichibur by a derabonon, right? So therefore, the nosan sov, the notal sov is only in the rabbanon. But if you have it underneath the bor tvila, that could be a daraisa, and therefore katafris definitely is lo havi chibur by a daraisa. But if it's only min hatzad, which is could be which you have a double bor hashakar min hatzad, then that maybe is only a even if the top got messed up, so it's a nosan sov and notal sov, but that perhaps is only psul derabbanan, and then you do a hashaka underneath a bor gabi bor min hatzad, and the Rash says that by psul derabbanan, they could possibly be katafis would be a chibur. So many mikvos have that way of the bor tefila, and then a zriya and a hashaka, and the hashaka is a double bor hashaka. As opposed to the Chabad, where the Bor Gabi Bor is underneath the Bor Tefila, which many hold is good. But if you have this Chashash, so then, you know, if you assume it's not, which I think the Pashas of the Chorin should be good, but then, you know, it's the Shaila of the Daraisa, because you have to be Machsher, Machloik is Rishonim, where the Kulo Shov, Rubo Shov is a Psul Daraisa, Psul the Rabban, so you're potentially involved in a psul daraisa. If kulo shov is a daraisa, you're machshir daraisa. If you're only being machshir water min hatzad, so that is not going to be a psul daraisa. It'll only be that water is not, rubo make shamim, and then you want to machshir it by having another bor underneath that. So worst is that it's a katafris, but katafris, the Rash says, is shema havei chibur by a psul derabban.
The one with the
board under
the
board
tefila,
and then you have sriya. Why wouldn't
that be a problem that you start out with the
mikvahs
and
try? Okay, so we'll talk about that later. Okay, so these are the basic ideas that you have to know. The shach and the union of Nosan Sov and Natal Sov, the Machlokis Rishonim, whether it's only by May Peres or even by Meshuvim, and putting these Chumras together, and Katafis Lo Havi Chibur, how it works in. And that's the Olive Beis. Before we get to the world's expert here, that you have to know all these ideas of the Shach and the Rambam Ravid and the Bor Al Gabi Bor and the Tzvila, etc. And the Milas of a Bor Zriya is that you won't forget. Hasam Sof says you won't forget to do the Hashaka, but the problem of the Zchila Lo Havi Chibur and Rav Moshe's teretz to that, and others Tachisay Zchila is a problem, and you only can do a Zchila. You can only do a Zriya if you let the Bor, if the water stay first in the. And then let them roll over, and then the question of Tfisas Yad Adam, etc., which Rabbi Rosenberg will. But I just want to make sure that you have these basic ideas. And there's some pictures here from Rabbi Yirmiyahu Katz, a sefer that I Xeroxed that you can look up over here. But I just now want to give the floor to Rabbi Rosenberg, and if you want to ask on anything I said, so he's here, and we could work everything out. But these are the basic ideas that you have to know as an introduction to Harav Rosenberg Shlita.
Okay. First of all, I want to introduce one concept that nobody spoke about yet, and this is called Hamshucha. Hamshucha means when the water comes in into the mikveh, the city water, it comes on a path. And it goes gimel shluchem al gaba karke, and karke doesn't mean earth; it means anything that's mechuba lekarke.
Take a look, Rabosei, in the back of the packet. See when they're making when he's opening up the faucet in Os Hay, right? You see in Os Hay in the faucet on the last page of the packet. So it doesn't go directly into the mikvah, but there's a pathway, right? Which is Os Vav, that it's going to go travel on that pathway. And then go into the mikvah, and Hamshacha, according to certain Rishonim, takes away the psul of Sheuvim. So therefore, we take away a possible Doraisa even before we get into the Hashacha thing by doing this Hamshacha, according to the Rishonim, that whole Sheuvim, Shim Shichu Akula, is Tahora.
Is Mutter. Now, what this does is, this takes away the deraisa. Now, the whole controversial issue that we just went through, which is called nusensu venutlusu, is not shaykh to say if it came in Baham Shucha. And I'll explain to you why. The nusensu venutlusu is only adarabuna. That's all it is. Kamderaisa is a snisht. Because the sachis shoinim haltnas is mitteleketchille, and the shochurich shtait it's mitteleketchille, so you can't say that it's a deraisa. It's possible according to the Rambam and the Raivu. So you have a derabuna. Now, kilo shuv is also a derabuna. So even if you would take out the whole thing and it would come in Bam Shucha, then it's a tri derabunam already. We never go is it a tri derabunam.
You see, what he's saying is, before we do any of these hashokas or anything, we get away, according to many, we've shown them the deraisa by doing the hamshocha. That's why we have the hamshocha. And I think in the Pesach mikveh,
they have on the floor,
karka mamish.
Right, on the floor.
Because it's a briskerov's shot.
I know, I saw that mikveh, but it's very hard.
And he took a soda can.
Correct.
So when they were putting the cement, he put a soda can, so one area won't have the cement on it. They take the soda can away.
Correct.
There's your karka mamish. And so in this vav, the pathway, there should be mamish at one tefach, right? Of karka mamish.
No, gimel tefach.
Gimel tefach. Of karka mamish.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's a small piece. Now, the thing is like this. The Raivet, his father-in-law, it writes, the idea of Nusus of Nutus as a Kusha Tepusel is the father-in-law of the Raivet writes this. So he writes, Vahana Miller, only if it's Maim Psulim Derais. If it's Maim Psulim Derabunam, and you can look it up, his father-in-law was the Eshko. Sefer Eshko, Zarish. So, therefore, when we go to a mikveh, the vital signs, just like somebody goes into a hospital, they check the vital signs, the brain, the heart, the lungs, the vital sign is, you have to first see if you had hamshucha. I've had once a mikveh, which the mikveh, yes, one more thing I want to get to, another thing. Shivan shimshichi is a machloikis in the Rishoyna. The Rambam holds Shivim Shimshich as a Drabunam. In the Shitta Sarif is a Shivim Shimshich is Mitele Ketchila. In other words, according to the Rif, you can take a bucket of water, you put it through a channel going in, and you can toivel yourself like a Ketchila. So there's no problem with any mikra according to the Rif. Now, the Rambam, he was a Talmud of the Rif, writes twice on his Rebbe the Rif. One is in Yadach Zuku, where he says, Hoiri Kitzas Chachma Marev, that some people Chachma Marev am Gepasken, that Shivim Shamshichi is Mitter. So he says, Vetuasi. He says, very idle. But if you take a look in the Mishnahis, in Perisha, Mishnahis of Rambam, he writes on the Rif, which is his Rebbe, he writes, you know, he really balls him out. And he says, there's no way you can philosophize on this. Now,
can't rely on this.
We can't rely on it. I had two times, very interesting mikvahs that I had, and they both had a problem that they didn't have a hashuka. I will explain to you in a minute how it happened. So lemaisa, I had two big moira ruas. One was at Bilbert Feinstein here in
Lower East Side,
and one was in Europe, so I went to Reb Nissen Karelitz. They both asked me the first thing, did it have Hamshucha? Because this was talking about the mikveh that was used years without a Geriga Hamshucha. And, you know, they were afraid to paskin. There's a lot of zekainas which will never see a mikveh and everything. So the first thing that they asked me was that Hamshucha. Once you have Hamshucha, things cool down. I'll tell you the story in a few minutes later, but I want to get first to the point. So now, in the modern days, we built every mikveh with Hamshucha. Every mikveh is built that way. So really, we don't have the biggest problem with nusus over nutus of the Raivet, because it's all Bam Shucha. So, yes.
Sorry, Hamshucha
means nothing. All it means is you take it on the floor.
Yeah, look,
in other words, take a bucket of water, throw it on the floor.
From the tap, look.
And
look
it's on the tap, and it runs into the mikveh. You can throw it yourself.
Yeah, look at the page,
nothing.
You see? Yeah. Where you open up
it
the tap,
hey.
It doesn't go directly.
It doesn't go indirect, it goes
through the runway.
Floor.
First, it goes through the runway.
According to the riff, it's water like a tchela.
Right, and then I told you, the Pesach, Rabbi Hirth showed me that they want machmir for karka mamish, and part of the runway should be
now
karka mamish.
The Ramu says one condition that it also has to be karka ruah levloya, which means a soft karka which can be balaya. So what do we do to overcome that? We make all the mikvahs should be not balaya. So what we do is we smear around the half an inch on all sides of the hamshucha trough. We put around a thoros, not such a strong cement. We mix it 7 to 1. Seven sand and one part of cement. Now, why do we use 7 to 1? Because I did this in my house. I tried it out. I made pottery from 7 to 1. When it became hard, I put in water. And 2 minutes later, everything drained out through it. Okay? In Israel, they use 13 to 1. I use 7. I use, because 7 is fine. Okay, now. So, now we're going to go in, once you have this key, now we're going to go in into the all different jitters.
What happened? Tell us, what was the story?
I will come to it. I will draw on the board. Okay. Now, the first one to say that Hashukha, we know Chibur Mikvus Kishefer Samoit, Hanuk Lamoish Nesiyam. That's what we know. That's how the whole system of being a mikvah is be kosher is, because the Mishnah, the Gemurim says in Masechta Sukkah that Chibur Mikvus Kishefer Samoit, also Chatzitz and Shirim, it's Alts Haluk Lamoish Nesiyam. Now the question is like this: the Halucha L'Moshe Mesinai says what? That if one is possible, other one is kosher, and they kiss each other, they become kosher. Not everybody agrees to that. Certainly, the Chrishonim hold that if you have two mikvahs, which one has 20, and the other one also has 20, you have 20 and 20, and you have a Sheferis Anoyim in between that, then they become kosher. But both of them are Megishomim. Who says when there's possible water, then it becomes kosher? Now, Rashi, if you'll take a look in Rashi, Masechtas Psuchim, Daflam Adalat Umad, Alevin Umad Bais, we're talking over there about Ziriya Lehegdish and not, it's a Gam Tzesugi, but Truma. Rashi says, Mechda, the Gemara says, Mechda Ziriya Hashuka Betoyre Ziriya Nini, so Rashi says it has to be Nizra Betoychoy Kegarin HaNizra Behurez. Rashi gives you a Moiridik saying, he's saying like this, Ziriya means you have your earth, right? And you put in seeds, and it's under. The same, the water, when it comes in, it's not enough that they kiss each other, but they have to go in first into the rainwater, and the overflow is Nizra B'toichot. Now, now already we have a step which is called Zriya. Nobody, not everybody holds that Ashuk is even kosher.
Right, but the Shulchan Aruch said it.
Fine, so we'll get to everything slow. Now, so in order to be kosher, it has to be Zriya B'toichot. Now, the Chassam Sofer, he was in Preshburg, he says in two places how the mikveh looked, and he says that the Panai Yeshia had built that mikveh. And it's going back a lot of years. Now, the way the Panai Yeshia, let me use the word here, so I don't know what you wrote. The way the Panai Yeshia did the mikveh is like this. He had this as a mikveh. You see it? It's a nice mikveh. He made another mikveh next to it. In 1624, let's say, in year 1624, they filled this up with rainwater till here. Fine? Okay. Now, what happened at the end of the day, or 2 days, or 3 days? It started to get a smell. So what they did is they took she'ivim water from Shucha, they emptied it here, and it overflowed into here. Now, this one was diluted already, but it was clean water. And this is how it went back day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. You understand this, how he did it? He diluted the dirty water with clean city water, and the overflow went into here. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein, at a beautiful tshiva, which I myself taught it before I saw the tshiva, Reb Moshe has a tshiva that the Chassam Sofer writes that the mikveh had sheferes anoyt. So to me, I never understood. If you want water to flow fast, and this is a Zriya mikveh, why would you make a sheferes anoyt which stops the flow? You're coming in with a pressured pipe, and it's not going to go fast. So Reb Moshe writes this, and I, when I was younger and I didn't see the tshiva of Reb Moshe, I also felt that way. That he must have filled it up until here, And therefore, even this wasn't 100% dry, it became a Zeria and a Hashuka together.
That's what he said before. Line. That was your... Whose question was that? Was
your... do you understand the concept? Mr. Moshe writes this. I always felt that way, because why does the Chosofer specify which Kishefer is annoyed? Because he wanted it to have a Hashuka. Let's say Monday morning they filled up this mikveh and it was already not clean. Wednesday they put in the city water and they filled up this mikveh. But this mikveh went all the way on top of the Sheferis Anoit, so at least it has a shuk in case it wasn't 100% dry. Okay, everybody's with me. So far so good, because one can take
it. That's the thing we said before, that there was could be...
So this is all Zeria. Now, if there was a rainwater, not a drop of rainwater after the first time, because if you fill from here to here, and this is the same size, so obviously you took out the whole water. 50% you definitely took out. But you took out probably more than that. So, Lamai said, the Chasam Sofer says, nobody's choishish of Shittas Arayot. Chasam Sofer passed us. The Chazanish in Eretz Yisroel made the same thing. He made only Zeria. He didn't want to hear about a Shulka. Why? I will tell you in a minute. The Chazanish made only Zeria, and the Chazanish said, Les liman the choishish l'shittas arayvet. He says, nobody's choishish. And he says more than that. He says that the arayvet has a mazel. He says, a mazel. He says, there's so many haluchas in Ilchas Dami Chaylev, which is also krisis. And we find one rishon that's matter, and we all soymach on that rishon to be matter. And here comes Asher Hurich, says it's kosher, and Merav Rishonim hold it's kosher. All of a sudden, because the Ravid writes that Nusasuvenutusu is pusul, and the Shach says Veruil Luchish Lidvurov, then everybody gets frustrated. He says Tamazla, I got Tamazla. So he's Tamazla Isla. Now Siduat Shiva in Avnanizer, it amoyed the kechiva, and he says something else. He says, a kehila asks him if they should make a mikveh, they should be choishish on ususu venutusu, or not. If they would be choishish on ususu venutusu, then there's other psulim that they have to look away from other ishoyim. And if they should not look away those psulim, only ususu venutusu, which, so in other words, what's better, to be choishish ususu venutusu, or to be choishish on different ishoyim? So he quotes like this, you cannot step over a Ravid in Hilchas Mikvus, because the Rashba, the Bas Yosef brings a Rashba, which the Rashba was a Talmud Finan Ravid, and he says, a Ravid at Mavari Gevei Mikvus Kemoyshe Meti HaGvira, which means Hashem is Burach, came and learned with him Mikvus, so it's not a mazel, there's a reason for this. And if you take a look in the end of Hilchas Ideas, you'll see that the Ravid says, Gebalti loimi pimoiri, beloimi piravi, elibidi elibesov Hashem l'rayim. So the Ravid said, the Avnanizer says, somebody, Hashem came to teach him Hilchas Mikvus, we can argue with it. So anyway, so do is yet the machloikis, whether we should be choish Hashem. But again, if you go Baham Shucha, it's a little better. Now, this is the Chasam Sofer. Okay, this was in Breshburg, and this was built, he writes, by Gedoyle Ador, and he quotes
if you want to look.
He says it's a benign sheet. Yeah, okay, now, here goes the next one.
Yeah, we can look on page 39. Often I see, you want to see that tshuva. He says, also, Tikra Mikvos. The hero, Lace Tov Mineh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's a Chasam Sofer.
Lace Tov Mineh. Yeah. No, nothing better.
Nothing better. Lace Tov. And the Chazanish says, Mazli is like.
Just to do a Zriya. Right. That's page 39.
Now we're going to go to stage number two. From this mikveh came the Chazanish in Eretz Yisroel. And he made a little different than the Chasam Sofer. Not the same mikveh. No, he made here a bar Zriya. And this is the mikveh. Okay, now, why did the Chazanish not want a Hashuka only Zeria? There's a few reasons. One reason is, he told from Rabbi Yuma Vilain, he was the one that went around for the Chazanish Lichas Netz Asur. He told him, I'm afraid that because of the fact that the mikveh, the Mega Shuman, stays very long, especially in Netz Asur, where it doesn't rain all summer, then it starts to smell bad. And he's afraid that the Mesrad HaBriyut will just close down all the mikvahs. And this is one interesting thing, that in Eretz Yisroel, I'm affiliated with Vado Arzilamant Ha'aretz HaMeshpucha, every year they win a Nobel Prize in Eretz Yisrael, that their mikvahs is cleaner than the Dam and the Hilton Hotel's swimming pools in the hotel. Because they put in so much effort. Vada Arzi, they have special tablets and everything. Their mikvahs is mamish drinking water. Why? Because they are afraid that if not, they'll just tear them apart. That's number one, why he didn't want it. The other thing is he writes in his Sefer, this I saw in the Fiksuven from Rav Hillelheim, and he says he told this for the Stipler, for the Frierger Yankov, and the Yankov told him he also told me the same thing. Then there's another reason why he writes in a Sefer, he says, because there's a lot of chadakim, if it's a barashuk, it stays very long. You know what Legionnaire's disease is? You all know what Legionnaire's disease is. You know, in American Legion, did you ever see these things? So they had a story where someplace down south, they also had a pool to swim. And what happens is, when it's warm water, it's in a cellar, and there doesn't, and not too much air comes to it, then they had an air conditioner blowing around the air, and it killed maybe 20 people at the same time. They were sitting and having a meeting in an American Legion someplace down south, and they found out that it has to do because the water was fully, fully infested by sitting. Water, when it sits, it gets very infested. Especially depends where it is. If it's in Russia and it's a cold climate, then it's not there because all the chadakim, the germs, die. But in the mikvah, it's very crucial. So anyway, so the Chazanish saw that the Balaam took neft. In order to kill the germs, he took neft. Neft is, you know what neft oil. Is. What?
Kerosene.
And he put it in. So he says, what are you doing? He says, if you would put in shuv and water, at least you can make a kosher mikvah. But if you put in neft, you can't toivel yourself in neft. So you're it's just like mei peiris. Apialuch, you can't toivel mei peiris, you can't toivel neft. So the Chazanish asked him, how much time are you doing this? He says, oh God, for years already. He says, then there's not even a, it's neft. Basically, it's neft. So the Chazanish writes this in the Sefer in Hilchos Mikvos, that's why I didn't like it. Then there is a third reason what he writes, and this is a very interesting reason. You're probably aware that everybody has the same brucha that the Mama Ruchel has. Mama Ruchel had that when she went for the water came up to her. Now, we all have the same brucha. We go into mikveh, the water rises, right? Now, let's put it this way. There is what they call a nekev ashuka, right? Now, watch this. If the water is full, both mikvehs are being... You know, mishik. Then it's a chiver mikvus kishefer esanoid halucha lamoishel misina that it's kosher. Whether it makes kosher the water or not, that's what we spoke about before zamachloikis. But al kapunim, it's considered one mikveh. It shouldn't be considered zoichel mibar lebar, which means even theoretically water is running. When you go into the mikveh, all the water is going out, and when you go out of the mikveh, it goes back. So basically, the mikvah was oichel. So how are you kosher toivel? Because it's full kishefer, it's annoyed, we consider it as one mikvah. Okay? This is what makes the mikvah should be kosher. Now, says the Chazanish like this. What if you put the water only till here? Or let's say the mikvah was all the way till the top, and we have a lot of mikvahs. I have one mikvah that they have to put in 6 inches more water every night, because there's over 110 toivlers, and every woman takes along a little, because we know in the Mishnah, says if it's exactly 40 and two go in, the first one is kosher, the second one not. Why? Everybody takes out a little water. So after 2 or 3 hours, the water goes down. Now, the woman that toivels herself when the water is still here, does she have a shefer sanoid? Does she have a nekev ashuka kishefer sanoid? No way. Now, we're going to have now a problem, what the rabbi just mentioned before, whether it's kosher since it had ashuk or not, if zamachloik is yotzenayim. But the Chazanish says you're missing the concept. There's a concept of zechile, because when you go in, if the water would go up till here, and it would run out there, so b'shaz tvil is great zechile. And he says even worse, listen to this. We know Zechila She'ayna Nikeres is a machloikis. Remember, last week we spoke about this. But here, it's the Nikeres. Because any normal human being can see the guy goes under, the water runs out. He gets up, the water runs back. So the Chazanish Gezukta, I don't want to hear of such a thing as making a Nekev Ashuk. I don't want to know about this. This is making every mikveh mamish posel, Zechila Nikeres, which is a machloikis. So he said, I don't want to have such a thing. So he made the Chazanish, he made Barzili. And like, this is my water level. A one mikvah have a 4 foot water level. 4 foot, this is the height. Why 4 feet? Because the average person, by 4 feet, it comes up to him, the water, till here, here, you know, fluctuates. So he doesn't have to immerse too deep, so then if he puts his feet together, then water doesn't get to there. So we try to make it that it should be at least bending that it could be. Hagam lefi aluch it's kusha, because it's my mekavnin. That means in amikra, let's say a woman can't toivel herself because she's handicapped. So the Shulchan says that somebody can hold on to her, but this other woman has to wash her hands, because if it's my mekavnin, damutzin shkachatzitza. It's a machloik is the shach and the terezur, but the mikvah water has to be the one that she washes with other outside water, but that's irrelevant. When you do a keli, you toibla keli, you hold on to it, it shouldn't fall down, right? You hold on for dear life, you know, you don't want to lose it, right? So if you wash your hands, you wash the keli before, then you have no problem, because this is what my
mekavnin. Underneath the foot.
Or underneath the foot, correct. But we still try to have a 4 foot. Now, so the Chazanish says, I want this hole from the Ziriya to be all the way up on top. So in other words, even if the person would go in and the water would rise another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches, I still don't want it should be able to run out. Because once it runs out, you're violating the Me'inyef and Sechila, and the whole mikvah is possible. So this is the Bar Ziriya fin the Chazanish. Now, the other thing is, the Chazanish holds that the rabbi just said before about Ziriya Bezochlan. Rav Moshe says that it's okay. First of all, if you have Hamshucha, then you don't have a problem in Ziriya Bezochlan either. And I'll explain to you why. Because the Chazanish says, Hanitzik Bakatafris Ein Chibir Loyle Timur Beloyle Tahare is only by the Raisa. In other words, if you have the 20 and the 20, you want to connect it, you don't have a kosher mikra. Yeah. But the Rabuna paskimir nitzik chiver, we paskim tafris. Right, we paskim. So the Chazanish says, so let's go back. So if you have hamshucha, you saved yourself another problem. Now, so the Chazanish says, what you should do is you should make first your hamshucha. Remember, we have hamshucha, okay. And then you should connect the pipe down. It should go in lower than the water is going out. By doing this, you're creating a typical example of what I just told you before. Remember I said to do a Rashi. Rashi says it has to be Mizra Betoichoi. So by putting the water in lower than it goes out, that means it was Mizra Betoichoi, just like a plant that was... is the seed that was planted in the earth. In other words,
if you want to see, Rabbi Osei, on page 46.
If it goes like this, just here, that means that you just kissed it while it was oichel. But here, it went in Israel, but oichel. So this is what we do. Yeah. Now,
on page 46, you see, Ostes is where it can low down.
Correct.
But it goes,
right.
But when Osei, higher up, it goes out.
But we don't do it like the Chazanish says that we should put in a pipe, because when we do originally a mikveh, why need to put in a pipe? When we pour the mikveh, this is the cement. He makes here our, you know, the cement should go in here. So before he starts to pour, we put in here a pipe, and then we make it come out from here, not with a bent pipe, but with a hole in the wall. So it goes down here and it goes up there. Then it's Nizra Betoichoi, Kishitas Rashe, and we gain two things. First of all, it's Nizra Betoichoi. Second of all, we gain that the whole controversial issue for Ziriya Bezochlan is only when it goes on top. So maybe the fact that it just touched while moving is not considered a chiva. But if you go into it, then it's not, there's no problem with it. Okay? So this is the second thing that the Chazanish says to do. And he says a mikvah like this is kosher lepechila l'chol adayas. Okay. Now here goes the punchline. When I was in Israel, maybe 15, 16 years ago, and I went to Shlomo Zalman Oirbach. I'm very close with the Vaad Arzi Leman Taharas HaMishpucha. And I went to him and I told him I have a problem. You're building mikvahs, they have maybe 1,000 mikvahs that they built, and in every kibbutz, before they even build the sewer system, they built a mikvah. That's moiled. So I asked him a question, Shlomo Zalman. He was the roof that gave everything the okay. I said to him like this, I have a problem. You have here in the kibbutzim, I go around, I see that you have every Tom, Dick, and Harry is running the mikveh. The whole kibbutz doesn't even have a Shomer Shabbos. So, on who are you relying to wipe out the water? The Chazanish has a beautiful patent, it's going to go down here, I'm very happy with it, and it goes from the top, so there's no Zriya Bezochlim, I'm very happy with it. But if this is not dried out 100%, who's going to do that? What kind of kosher mikveh do you have? So Shlomo Zalman says, I hear what you're saying. So he says, what do you think would be the solution? He said, very simple. You make the hole by 4 inches, by 4 feet, instead of here like the Chazanish. So what happens is, once it's filled up through Zriya, it always has still a Hashok. Now, the Chazanish was afraid that when you go in, it would go out, right? So he has a problem, Fin Zechila Nikeres. I have a problem way, way, way beyond that problem. And that's, if there's Gimel Igni here with Chila, you have the same Basla Mikveh. So it's not, theoretically, even if they did it until here, you still have this problem. So then if Shlomo Zalman ordered Vad Arzi Lamanta Arasa Mishpucha, that they should make the like I wanted to, they should make it lower, they should make it here. I gustich mit the Chazanish problem, what do we do with the Chazanish problem? So I'll tell you, this is a ufti that I did. Everybody has a chaylik in the Torah. This is mine. I did this ufti. I saw that you have it here also in the doors. Where do you have if it's on top? Show me that page. Show me a very interesting concept in Ashoka.
About the bor.
If it's on top, the machaber. No. The machaber. The machaber. The machaber says that if you want to connect two mikvahs and the hole is on top, it's not the hole, it's on top the connection, then it's enough kafila kol shi also. Here, right here. Here. Habula hachshir. Okay, let me read it to you.
Page 31.
Okay, listen to this. It says like this, Tnir Gimel, see if Tnir Gimel. Havu lahachshir mikve shuva me mikve shulim sha'ayna shuva, afa pi sha'ayna mashike ele kesare kushe, vafile ayin ma'er shukar on penayu ave. What does this tell you? Very interesting concept. Listen to this. If I have a mikve, here, there's two mikves, right? This is the mikve, and this is the bar, right? Okay, watch this. If you have a hole here, then you need your Sheferes Hanoyd. Let's say I take off this wall. Let's say I take it off. You see what's happening here now? It's automatically going back and forth. There's no Ashuki here. The whole I take off the wall, right? So what does it say there? Even if it's Kisar, it's also good. So Munav Shechesel, I told him. If the woman is going to immerse, the woman is going to go out. So then it's not called Zechila anymore. It's only Zechila when it's an Ekev Ashuke, but not when it's on top, because on top of the Ginnika Filakolshi. So now, the Shach, there's a machloikis here, so the Shach brings that this is only the remove because he holds Kilo Shuv is Adaraisa, but if it's not Kilo Shuv, then it's making a smachlos or the Ketchila. Look into the Shach, you'll see. So now, if we make Hamshucha, so what are we gaining? That you never have psila derasa. So watch this. Did you ever see a mikveh which should be cut off here the wall? It looks stupid, right? It looks ugly. Okay, so I have a solution to that also. I don't take away the whole wall. This is what I do. This is the wall. This is the wall. See, this is the wall. I don't take it away. From the top, I make a pit, you know. In other words, there's a whole wall, and I just make a small pit of 4 inches wide, okay, and it comes down till the 4 feet. So basically, you see a slot over there. That's all you see in the mikveh. And you don't do it in the middle. You do it at the corner where nobody even sees it. So you have a full wall, and you all lost me. I lost you all. You with me or not? No? Okay. Let's say this is my mikveh, right? I have a full wall, right? So I can make a hole here, right? Right? Okay. Now what happens, instead of making a hole, here the cement goes up till here, I just cut in, just like you have here, a cut in. Same thing here, till 4 feet.
This is still 4 feet. Just cut in here. Okay? Let's say this is where the meter finishes. I cut in this slab. You don't see anything. All I need is 4 inches. I put it next to the wall. So the water goes back and forth without having anything on top. That's when it's kosher to fill a kasar over. Now everybody's with me.
Why is there no problem with chila if it's akaba?
Because monosh. If the mikveh has the sheferes anoid, the sheferes, if it has a fila kol shehi, it's kosher, right? It's kosher. If it doesn't have, and it gets created by the fact that the woman immerses and it goes over, if it doesn't go over, it's nishar kan schila. So whatever you play the dice, you win. Munashech, if it doesn't go over,
then you're okay.
Then you're okay. Now, all the other mikras, I built maybe 200 mikras. I've only built it this way. You'll notice if it's my mikra, except sometimes the roof is an action. But if you notice, if the mikra is my mikra, this is what it looks like. So this is a very good idea. Verstehst?
Okay, so if it goes over...
Munashech. If it doesn't go over, Ostin Shgat Yaskila. And if it goes over, even a drop, the smallest piece, Shtaitach Du, as a filler, says Mashik Nar Kesare. You know what a Sare means? It's
right,
a hair.
He's asking, why is that still not a Shchila?
Because I'm explaining to you, now it's Hashuk. Now it would be exactly like if it's the full Hashuk over here. Chabst?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why, if it's over here, you don't have a problem of zechila? Because you claim the saluch l'moishim esina, it's one mikveh. So I'm giving you a metzias, but it's also one mikveh.
Right, zechila is only if it's...
If it was within one mikveh, you start to speak about zechila.
If it's a big swimming pool and you dip here and it goes 75 feet, is zechila?
That's
the whole lower down.
So you can't make it, because once you lower it, you're going to lose the water of the rainwater. In other words, let's say you're going to make the hole here, and when you're going to pump out the mikveh, everything will come out, so you're going to lose the whole rainwater. Verstehst? Yes?
What if the water doesn't make it, though, you're still in trouble?
I can't hear you.
If the water doesn't make it all the way across, you're still in trouble.
If there's
like a path, and the it's at exactly the right height. So she goes to the mikveh, and a few drops, a little bit spills over, but it doesn't make it all the way across the other mikveh.
You know what sara is? You know what a hair is? It just has to touch a hair. It's not shaykh. If it didn't make it, then that's not schila.
How thick's the wall? How far is it?
Well, it's a 12-inch wall. We have a 12-inch wall, and I cut in a slot.
Right, 12 inches. If it flows 6 inches across the gap, so you have a schila now, and still...
Yeah, so for that, you know what I'm saying? So 99% makers are okay, because that usually when a person displaces 0.25 cubic, a cube of water... when they immerse. So that's quite a lot of water. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next. So now, this is the Zriya, and this is the Chasam Soy. Now, we're going to go into the Barashuka. The other people who hold a Barashuka, we need a Barashuka. So they hold, this is a Barashuka, and this is the Mikra. Okay, so here again. This is it, this is the bar. Okay, now, we make it by four feet high. We have to make sure, I make all the nakev, I make it 4 inches. The reason why 4 inches, we need only 2 inches. But the reason why we need it 4 inches is because the same as this is called nitzig and ketafras, the same would be if when you pour the cement, it turns out to be that the hole between the bar is on a slant. Once it's on a slant, your whole mikvah is possible. And it's kemat not shaykh, whoever's a cement man knows, it's kemat not shaykh to have it straight. And I'll explain to you why. Because when you start putting the cement, the frame starts to pick up a little. If the pressure is more on the bigger frame, the smaller frame doesn't have the amount of pressure that pushes it up. So obviously the mikvah will always be higher and the boys will always be lower. Now, somebody told me, one of my rabbis, Maya Posen from England, the one that made the mikveh, Ormeyer, he told me he has the Chazanish. What's the shear of Ketafer? So the Chazanish told him 1 to 50, which means a wall is 12 inches, so it's a quarter, right, from 50. So that means a quarter of an inch. Can you imagine what a quarter of an inch is? Nothing. You know what a quarter of an inch is? Nothing. It's a joke. If it's this on a slant, it's possible to hold it.
Right, but that's assuming that there's a din katafris even if the water is stationary. Because if you hold like the poskim, that katafris doesn't apply if water is, even if it's slant, but it's stationary, it doesn't katafris, then the chlorid is.
But here again, if it comes like in Bamshucha, you don't have to worry
right,
either.
But like Rabbi Rosenberg said, yeah, then it would be okay also.
So now, if you are going to make a 4-inch hole, so even if you're going to have it on a slant, let's say this is your 4-inch hole, right, and you have it on a slant, so at the end of the day, if in the middle you can figure out that you have at least a 2-inch strain, so what I usually do is I take a level, and you know a level is 2 inches. The thickness of the level is 2 inches. And I push it in, and I see, you know, when I play with it, that it's exactly, and, you know, this 2-inch went in. So even the whole thing is a little on a slant, it doesn't bother me, because I'm still getting inside strain. Okay? Next. So this is when we make the bar Ashuka. Now, the bar Ashuka, by the way, I want to tell you also another cloud we always make, that every bar, modern science, the day we make every bar should have 3 levels. And this is made for different heights of people. So when we talk about 4 feet, we're talking about the deepest spot. Over here, it would be 4 inches higher, and here would be 8 inches higher. So this everybody can toggle on his level. Now, so we went through the bar Hashuka. Why the Chazanish didn't want it, I just explained to you. And now we're going to go in to something else, which is called the Mikvus Mashab, Bar Al-Gababar. I want to tell you an interesting thing about this Bar Al-Gababar. Everybody, the Mashab made a lot of Mikvus in Russia. Lemaitse, why he said to make a mikra which looks like this, nobody really knows. Rav Lando in Tufshin Kuf Dalet writes a letter, Rav Yankov Lando, that my Rebbe, which was the Mashab, told me to make certain things. One is it should be like this, and then it should have a moitziriman, which means I'll discuss this in a minute. But why did he go into making a mikvah like this? And then the Lubavitcher claimed that he was locked up in a room 2 weeks and he came out with this fantastic idea. But what's behind this? The Mashab, the Rav Yankov Lando says he doesn't know. He asked the Rebbe, but he doesn't know. Now, I redid the lower east side of the mikvah for Rav Dovid Feinstein. And then I told him, Rav Dovid, next week I'm not going to be here, so there's no work. In other words, when I went away, there was no work. So Rav Dovid says, where are you going? I said, to Ukraine. And I have to go because at that time we did mikvahs one after the other. It was when the gates fell down. So Rav Dovid says, you go to a city which is called, I'll remember it in a minute. He has certain tshuvas there he wrote in that city. Whoever knows a little of Moshe's tshuvas?
Lubang.
What?
Lubang.
That's it, Lubang. He says, you go to Lubang and you get me a picture of my father's mikvah. His father had a mikveh. His father, you know, give it to you with sneers. Between Rav Dovid and Rav Reuven, they're 7 years apart. So what happened was that the communists had, you know, they already went, you know, stopping Jews from doing Torah mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe went one night to the Goy, and they had a swimming pool, public swimming pool, you know, big swimming pool. And if you ever saw a swimming pool, this is what a swimming pool looks like. You know what this is? This is where you go in, and this is for small children, this is for bigger people, this is for even bigger people. You know, it goes on the slant. So Rav Moshe gave the goy chabar. Chabar means a tip. And they dug in here, into the earth, a box, and they made cement, and Rav Moshe put ice in there. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, you have it right there also, that to me it's no difference making shumim or ice. Take a look, you have it there in Rav Moshe's tshuva. I don't know exactly which page it is, but he says, to me, it's all the same. In other words, if it's not man-made ice, which is... Okay, you'll find it. Meanwhile, I'll talk.
Yeah.
So you'll find where it says, to me, it's no different.
Take a look on mine, because I already circled it around your time. Anyway, so what he did is, listen to this, this is Givaldi. He went and he made the whole year. You see, he made the whole Shafir Samoid. When the ice melted, he made the whole Kishafir Samoid. What now happened to this unit, to this public swimming pool? What happened now to this public swimming pool? It became a kosher mikveh.
Page 42.
Take a look at page 42. You'll see what Moshe says. To me, it's no difference if it's rainwater or ice. And he made this.
The last paragraph of the tshuva.
So he made this kosher mikveh. So listen to this. They used this mikveh a lot of years. The whole city used it. So Reb Duvet asked his father, Tati, why aren't you using it? Because he thought maybe because ice, you know, this is he says, no, my son, if I'm matter for the whole city, I would use it too. But I know if my wife will have a baby, they'll know there's a mikveh in town, so I have to be moistened nefesh myself. This is what I heard from Reb Duvet.
But if everyone else...
For everyone else, is it
that
I...
They thought that... So the goyim would say,
they're
not from.
They don't need the mikveh.
So they are kids. So but if the rabbi has.
So Reb Duvet says, do me a favor, spend any kind of money, I'll pay you. I want a picture of that mikveh. So I bought him the picture. It's still a goyish swimming pool. You can see the hole. In one of my svurim, not the first two volumes, I have that picture too. And I gave it to Reb Duvet. I'm beginning to think a gedank, and if don't jump on me, the whole marshab was maybe made because he saw that the communists, that's when the communist era started. And he saw that we have a problem with the mikveh because these people knew what a mikveh is. He said, you know what? I have an idea. We'll make a mikveh. We'll get bored on the bottom. Nobody will even
see. I heard this also from Rabbi Tibor Stern. He said, and Rabbi Marcus thought also.
It could be.
And it was made to hide the mikveh.
It was made to hide. Because all of a sudden he's locked up 2 weeks and he comes out with a beautiful patent. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to go further. There's another reason why the Mashab said it, and this is, Bianca Londo says he doesn't know, but, people start to think, because we know that hot air rises, right? And cold air goes down, right? An air conditioner, the heat rises, you put it down. Air conditioner, it goes down. The same is true with water. Water, cold water contracts, hot air, hot water goes out. So the Mashab figured that in order to avoid the problem of nusasu and nupusu, if we're going to have here always a cold, because this is going to be shum, and this is where we're going to heat, so it's not going to mix that much. Okay? Fine, no problem. That's another idea to take. Then, there's, yes?
That's not physically true.
I know, it's not. The people who write about the Mashab write that, but I myself know it's not true because every time I go into Lubavitcher Mikveh and I always put my foot there because I really want to check out if it works, and there's always cold water on top. That's 100% true what you're saying. But maybe they feel it'll change less than if it was Zriya or the Rashuga. I agree with you 100%. I check those mikvehs and I see. Next. So this is another reason why he said whatever. Now, the Mashab also said one interesting thing that we don't find any place. He said that the hole should be kemoitzi rimoy. That means it should be 4 by 4 inches or 10 by 10 centimeters. We don't find such a shear in Gantz Hilchas Mikvos. There's no such a shear. It's only by Taharas Kailim. Is do ashir kemoitzi riman. If it's made, if it's meyichet lerimoinen, it's moitzi riman. So how does he fall to have a shir finilchis tahara into this? So Rabbi Yaakov Londo gave out in Tufshikuv Dalet, it's about 2 pages, you can find it in the Svarim, and he said that my Rebbe told me then a reason which I don't remember because, in Tufshikuv Dalet was after the war and after everything, you go back 50 years. He says, but I remember distinctly he told me a very specific reason. But now I don't remember. So when Yaakov Londo gave out that statement, he was the laugh of the town. The Minchas Yitzchok in Rav Ozner and other chivas wouldn't bring him, and they left. They said, it doesn't make sense. So one day, somebody calls me up. His name is Telushkin, Shmuel Telushkin. You can look him up in the phone book. He lives in Crown Heights. He's the rabbi in Vinnitsa. Calls me up. I want to build a mikveh in Vinnitsa because my father was the roof in Vinnitsa. And he left in 1934. He left Russia. He came to the States. And I want to go back now in 1980, you know, to take over what my father started. So fine, takes me down, come to the airport, come to the shul. Somebody comes with the safe and he says, you know, Reb Shmuel, your father was named Reb Avrum. I still remember him. This is a safer that he gave out before he left, but unfortunately it wasn't picked up because it was already in the communist era starting. So this is the book, and I'll give it to you as a present. This is your father's book. So he has there maybe 10 pages on mikvahs. One is wherever he built mikvahs, must have built tens and tens of mikvahs. And then he writes everything what the mashak told him how to build the mikvah. He claims that he was a friend with Rav Lando, and they went together to build mikvahs. He says, with Tzivuli Ravain and Shmu Sayayden, and one of the Sifim, that he told me to make a mikvah should be Kemoitzir. But he doesn't say, I don't remember the time, because this goes back 80 years ago. He remembered. He says, because if you take a look in Toisvas, in Daf Kif Yites, but you would be Kuf Yites, 119, and you will see the Shloima Melech, you know, he made a big mikveh in Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, in the second one, it never existed anymore because Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bubal, took this down to the Babylonian. He made what they call Yam She'us Shloim. It was made out of copper, a beautiful bowl, was made out of copper, and the Kahanim, it had 150 Shira mikveh, and the Kahanim were able to toivel themselves before they went into the Beis HaMikdash. And then the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have that because Nebuchadnezzar took this down. So how is this kosher? This is a steel bowl. How is it kosher? So what he did is Shlomo Melech, he made a hole on the bottom, and the water came in to a certain level. Where did the level come from? It came from my item. You know, the Beis HaMikdash was not built in the highest place because it says Abayin Kesayif of Shulchan, but the my item was a little higher. So the Ma'itim was flowing up here, and we know the gravity happens, and if you find the well down here, it would fill up, it would fill up till the level where it started from. Correct? Water comes back to the same level that it started. So this one was filled up from the Ma'itim, from the bottom. So therefore, it was a kosher mikvah. Okay? Now, Hikshe Rabbein, and the Gemara says in the Sechtes Psuchim that it was the hole from here, they had oxen. This was standing on oxen. It wasn't standing on the floor. It had 12 oxen. An ox, you know what an ox is. And the feet of the ox had a hole. This is the ox. So this is the foot of the ox. It had a hole for Moitzirimen, so it went through the foot of the ox and it came in into the mikveh. So Hikshe Rabbein Yechiel, so the Rabbein Yechiel asks a kasha. I've never seen a mikvah sashir kemoi tzirima. Where did Shlomo Melech come up with the idea of kemoi tzirima? And for the Rabbein Yechiel, that if it didn't have a moi tzirima, it would not be one keli, it would be like two different keli, and it would look like hirik mekeli a keli. In order for it to be one keli with the ox that's here, it's, if it's kemoi tzirimen, it's one keli. Can you hear this? This is amoyre di kezach. This is unbelievable. So, therefore, anything that's kemoi tzirimen is considered one. So the mashab of Gevold that you shouldn't have a problem with ketafras. So he said, you know what? If you make it the whole kemoi tzirimen, it's a speaking with Shlomo Melech's. I'm just doing exactly what he did. Now, if mine is not good, I don't want to say the other statement. Yes?
There's a difference.
What the difference is?
Shlomo Melech is a Zriya.
No.
Sure, the water's coming into the pipes, into the bottom of the bowl.
But wait, my friend. If this would not be considered one, then you don't have a Zriya. Then basically you have a Keli, the ox, which contributed to your water. You understand what I'm saying? You see, there was a foot of an ox. I'm not a good drawer, but do you see an ox standing on his four feet? In through the feet, through there it came out. Now, if that doesn't have kemoi tzirimen, then it's all kalim. You understand? Okay, now let's go further. So this is what he writes there, and I saw this, and I couldn't believe this. I mean, this is mind-boggling. I took the tshuva, and I went into Rav Ozner, because Rav Ozner writes in his sefer that he's a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So I asked him, please excuse me, Rav Ozner, who is the Torah B'dvar Mishnah, Rav Lando or the Mashab? He says, the Mashab. So he says, how about you read this? He says, wow. He says, in my next sefer, I'll have to apologize to him. Samoyri dikazach, you'll check out this Rabbi Yechiel. Okay. So this is why he has kemoi tzirimen. Then there are other reasons why he has kemoi tzirimen, because like the rabbi said before, if anybody steps on it, it shouldn't, whatever. So we make two. One we hide under the steps, and one we put over here. Okay? So this is the Mashab's mikra. Now, I'm not a Lubavitcher, but a Nasatner. I only make Lubavitcher mikras. Only. Not for Lubavitcher, but for everybody else. And I'll explain to you why. The Lubavitcher mikra is called the systematische mikra. It goes by itself. You can sleep, and you can rest assured everything is good. Why? If it's a mikra zriya, what's our problem? In case it's not dried out. So I'm making hundreds of mikras in Russia. Even the roof there does not too much about mikvahs. So who am I leaving basically responsibility of the mikvah? Okay? So that's a problem. If we make a shuka, we have another problem. Who's going to make sure that it's going to be on top of the hole? Who's going to make sure? When you heat up the mikvah, it loses 2-3 inches every day. So who's going to make sure that it's kosher? I call the Mashab's mikveh a bulletproof mikveh. Nothing can ever go wrong with it. Now, watch this. There's a shita of the Divrei Chaim, which we didn't speak about yet, and I'm going to just touch base on it. The Divrei Chaim holds that because we're afraid of nususu venutusu, he has an own invention that he makes, that you should make two mikvahs, you should make three rather. This is the mikvah, right? This is the bar for my geshumah. And this has a problem, nususu, because like the rabbi explained, it has to be open. And everybody that goes in elevates the water and it goes back and forth. Then you have another hole, and this is called Divrei Chaim. And this thing has to be closed the whole time. You only open it once when you change the water. And then you open for a minute or two. Okay. I have a Rebbe. His name is the Helmut Zeruf. The rabbi knew him, right? He went around here in the States. He was my senefish himself for mikvahs. And he made Divrei Chaim because he was from the descendants from Europe where they made Divrei Chaim mikvahs. First, when after he passed away, the children of him, he has only daughters. He didn't have sons, so they didn't know mikvahs. So they gave me over all the phones. So every time there was a problem, I would go down. First mikvah I find is in a city where both holes were closed. The rabbi said, this should be closed, b'shas tefillah, this should be open. Both of them were closed. Said to the rabbi, how long was this closed? He says, well, 10 years. The rabbi was here, he said they should be closed, make sure. I said, what? 10 years, not a kosher mikvah. The lucky thing was, the Helmut Zeruf made it b'am shucha. So, at least, whatever it's worth, you know what I mean? Then I come to another place, and I find the second mikveh. Both holes are open. Because he said, one should be open, one closed, and they couldn't, you know. So they were both open. So every time I find a mikveh of his, and I found maybe 40 mikvehs until now, and he should forgive me, what I do is, I make from the Divrei Chaim a bar zeriyah. I pull in a pipe like the Chazon Ish wants, and I make sure that I make from every Divrei Chaim's bar a bar zeriyah. Why? Explain to you. To run a Divrei Chaim's mikveh, you have to be a rich man, like Satmar Rebbe. He had a man, believe it or not, he was a friend of mine, Avrum Katz. He did nothing all day. I mean, he sat and learned. He had to make a shuka from the Divrei Chaim every day. That's why he got paid a full wage all year. Would you believe this? You have to have somebody to do it. And you have to have a Talmud Chucham. The Divr Chaim says that when you make that Shukel Regel, because the water starts to balance out, then it's called Zriya HaShukel B'Zochle. So you have to wait, he writes 5 minutes. He writes it, 5 minutes. Then there's another thing that you have to understand, and this is a mind-boggling thing, and I explained this to all the Rabbonim. You know, a lot of Rabbonim are Divr Chaim's, you know, participants, and they get very angry that I do this. So I explain to them like this. Let's say now it's Monday morning, and we're going to take out the mikveh water here, right? Right? Okay. Do you realize what happens to this hole here? This hole you close up before because you don't want to lose the megishum, correct? Now you have here the Divrei Chaim's bar here, right? Okay. I asked the guy, remember last night the mikveh was this high. So obviously the Divrei Chaim's mikveh was also this high, correct? So what happens is that when you take out this water and the water goes down, right? Then you fill it up, you must make sure that it's exactly the same height as that bar, because otherwise either you're going to pour in or you're going to lose some water. Let's say this is, I'll give you an example, 2 inches high. What would happen now when you make that shuker? So basically you're losing your water anyway, unless you have a microscope or something, and you know exactly that when you take it out, how much the water is here now. So when you make this ashuka, you have to make sure that this water is also the same level, and this is something that's never going to happen. So eventually you're losing a lot of water back and forth. You understand what I'm saying? So anyway, so we make all the mikras now zriya. Okay. Now, the thing is that because of the fact that we need mashgichim and everything, we need systemized mikras. We leave them all over. Even when there's tamid hachum, there's rabbonim that know kol ha'toyre kila, but they have no practical rules. So we have to do a bar, we have to do this. This is the best mikveh, the proven mikveh, that you can sleep. You have no problem. Didn't make a shuker, doesn't need a shuker. Now, the only problem that is with it is that I've seen in Ukraine a lot of times, they don't have built-in pipes to suck out the water, so the goy comes with a suction. Now, because the water is down here, and all the dirt when you wash out goes down in here, and by the way, every Lubavitch mikveh has this problem. After a year, there's about 6 inches of debris on the floor. So if you don't have a big enough mikveh, you can be losing your shear, because every time you wash, the water goes down, the dirty water. So what happens is that this gets full of water, of dirt. But beside of that, if you look at it every year or every 2 years, it would be okay if the mikveh is big. So now, what happens is, so the problem is the goy, it also has a little smell. It doesn't smell when the mikveh is full because the air, you know, the air doesn't go through. There's no air to go through. But when you empty out the Lubavitch mikveh, it has a certain smell to it because all the dirt goes down there. So I've seen a lot of times where the goy would take a submergible pump and it would just suck out all the water. He would take out everything. We'd be left with no water. And I've seen it in Ukraine, and I wrote it in one of the Lubavitch Yeriat Chaim, and one of the Rabbonim here in the States told me that his goy does the same thing. He didn't believe this. So the way I do it is I designed what I call Mikvas Nucham. It's on my name. All I did is, look at this. I make a wall in the Lubavitch Mikvah middle. In other words, as big as the mikvah is the same amount you have on the floor. So all I do is I make a wall in middle, and I make a small hole, the naked vashuka here. Now, even if the goy should theoretically take out all the dirt from here and the whole mikveh, you have here a hidden mikveh which nobody knows. This is a very, very good thing. You don't
know. Small one, each one is 40.
Each one is 40, I can make each one bigger also.
And there's no hole over there.
And there's no, well, there's a hole only
no,
here.
No, but on top, on the
floor. No, you can't get to that. You can't get to that.
And there's enough space.
Enough space that you can go in and you can clean
it. But there's enough space to have the 40 saw.
Oh, well, look, if the mikveh is, let's say, 9 by 6 or 10 by 6, if you make a wall in the middle, it also strengthens the platform. Because you know the Babichi mikveh is the platform. And they're all following it now. This is a tremendous idea. This is moiridi. And you see, then nothing can really happen. You can really, it's mikveh. Now, I'm going to tell you, the few stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get to that?
Well, just like we have a hole here, we also have a big hole here that we can open. So like 2x2 opening, we pick it up and we can go down there. Yes.
If a naked multi ring is mamish mabatel, the tami tor is clean. So now do you even have a hashak anymore? Now it's all like it's one combined thing.
Correct.
So it's better.
Correct. It's better.
Why is that better?
Because the whole thing is considered one. You don't need that you have a shuken, you don't need the size of the shuken and everything. And it's better for another thing. I'll tell you why it's better.
Then the bottom happens to be bigger than the top half, right?
The bottom happens to be?
Bigger than the top half. Otherwise you have a rope shuken.
Usually the bottom is exactly the same size as the top. Because it's the same amount, the hole is the same amount. First taste. So whatever the mikvah is on top, the mikvah is on the bottom.
And if you have a rope shuv, it's a pav, right?
No, it's
you
not.
You have a kosher mikvah with tefillah, because the bottom is kosher.
Bottom is 100% kosher.
Right, but if you add, you only get a rubo for ma'am shuvim.
No, I can fill out the whole thing ma'am shuvim, as long as I have on the bottom 40 su.
It's only when you take out.
Oh, you mean to say according to the sheet of nusa suvim utl su?
No. You only get... I have a kosher mikvah, a swimming pool that has 40 sun in it.
Right.
And then I pour in straight into this water, 40 sun in the swimming pool.
You can pour 1,000.
I pour 10,000 gallons of water.
Correct.
That's kosher?
Yes, that's how we started. That's the first
thing. Now watch, this thing also helps for nusa suvanutl su, by the way, because this little bit that runs out all the time, it doesn't leave. Anyway, now I'm going to tell you two. I still have time?
Okay, two quick stories, then we'll dump.
Two quick stories, and we'll dump. Okay. Now, the story goes like this. If you take a look in the Tshuvas in Oide B'Yehuda, first of all, let me tell you the story. I came to a place, not too many Tamid HaChomim, they had a beautiful mikveh there, it was Matayah, the whole city. This is the mikveh, and this is the bar from Yishuma. Now, some mikvehs have what they call an overflow. An overflow means that they put in here a pipe, in case the water goes too high, it shouldn't run out in the street, it shouldn't run on the floor. So this city had the overflow, was made, engineering, which is beautiful, that it was a little lower than the Nekev HaShukah. You understand what went on? In other words, if you would make the overflow here, then it would be too much water here and somebody can drown. So he made this, that the overflow hole was not...
And that hole goes where?
Well, that goes to the Shofchim, to the drain. You understand? When I looked at this, I said to the roof, are you kidding? There was never a shuki here. There was never a shuki in this mikveh. He says, how do you know? He says, Achob Richa Kodesh. You understand why? Because the minute, watch this, the Megis Shumam got only up to here. The minute this water was filled up till here, all this water would run out here because that was lower. So there was never a shuki. And this was used 40 years, the only mikveh in the city. So I told the roof, listen, you have a serious problem. He says, so what do we do? I'm a technician, an engineer. But I don't know if this happened, what to do. So then he's a El Haruf, he's a Sfadi, he says, I'm not letting you go. You have to come to Eretz Yisrael, to Avadia. You have to explain it to him. I took pictures. I have a laser test that I tested the laser to make sure that if this would have had even a drop of Ashuka, I would, you know, maybe, you know, shot. But this one, the top from here was a drop lower than the bottom from here. Understand what I'm saying?
And this was when you let the water out?
No, every time they filled up the mikveh, as soon as it came to here, everything ran into here and it went out. Because Alts Engineering, whoever did it beautiful. But he should have made this hole over here. But if you made it here...
So this hole was used for what?
This hole went, every time the mikveh was filled till here... The water ran into here, and the water ran down to the drain. So there was never an overflow of water in the mikveh.
So it never got up to the deck of Hashoka?
It couldn't have gotten up.
Because there's a hole lower down.
Correct. So I told the roof...
And then usually when you fill up the mikveh, that hole was plugged up.
Which plug? No, they don't even know about a plug.
No, I'm saying, but what about this hole?
This hole?
This one?
This one is to the drain. It has to be always open. Nobody went into the bar to close it. Mm-hmm. So I went to Avadi Yosef with him. He said, listen, we have to go. I went to Avadi. And Avadi asked me the first thing. Tell me, was maybe a drop, this one a drop, so that the water could have touched, for a drop? I knew this is what you're going to ask me. So I have a laser. I showed him. I have a laser with a picture. And I showed him that there was still more than a quarter of an inch from my laser eye, you know, from the thing, the pointer, there was still a quarter of an inch lower this over here. So he threw us out. He scrammed to the rabbi and he threw him out. He says, I'm not the Shabbos God of the world. So what do we do now? So he says, you know what? We got Ashkenazi Shnuruf. So we went into the Mnissen Karelitz. Mnissen says, come back tomorrow and I'll answer you.
Sure.
We come and there was a whole koilel, I mean, Chazanish, Chevre, you know, people who really know Mikvus inside out. And he tells me to start telling the story and I show him the pictures and I tell him the story. And I said to Dot Shuva, Noid Biyuda. And Noid Biyuda, Dot Shuva, they forgot to make our sugar. So the Noid Biyuda writes that the whole, everybody has to go back to Tvila. That rabbi wanted to be soymach in the time of the Noid Biyuda on the Shitta Sarif. As Shivan Bam Shuch is auch kusher, in Am Shuch dot gewein, hat gesucht ins Paskim, and ich da soi, im ich kenne es nicht stehen. Then the Neudivide throws in one word, you can imagine the holiness of the Neudivide, he says, in ma ich beslechu am zol zriga, zidach nish kan mamzairem, zidach nor ben anide. So what bothers you, they should go back. I say, shrab the Neudivide, ne paskim zol luch. So this is in Kuf Tes, again, in your language, in Kuf Tes, he says that they all have to go back. And I take out the chief, I was in transit, and I tell him. So meanwhile, all these Koilin Galat have the same tshuva and everything, and then this also has the same tshuva. I mean, he had it in the safe. And he says, I have to tell you, I don't want you to tell anybody, and all the tvilas that happened, we're not going to play with. Everything is kosher. I said, Rebbe, what's with you? Are you kidding? So I still do the tshiva. So do the shita sarif, hashiva, mamshuch, is kosher. So, but he says you can't be soymach. He says, listen to this. In his words, he writes another statement. It says like this. Ima ich beslo, what does it bother you that they should go back to tefillah? They're only ben anide, and nishkan mamzayre, was his usalu v'bekul. Frekter Nissen, why does he need to add that statement? What difference is it? It's an Imam Zayrim, it's a Ben Anid, it's a Mittelub of a Kul Zemish. The word is because the Rif holds as Shiv Mamshuch is Kusha. So you can have a host later. Yesterday, I told you to come back today. It's a very important shayla. Why shouldn't I tell you to come back yesterday? He says, I called up the roof. That rabbi, he was there also together with me. And I discussed with him and I asked him, do you have any Giyoiris or the Gairim that toiled in that mikveh? He says, I have maybe about 400 or 500. He says, if that's the case, if I'm going to say now that this mikveh is possible and everybody has to go back, so I'm going to do two things. First of all, the people who are alive now, I have to be Medea in the whole world that everybody is not a Jew and they should not hold this Shabbos. And the people in the high heavens already for years that were, you know, doing Torah mitzvahs, and we're going to tell them now you go out from your high heavens, you go elsewhere. So he says that Noidavihid is saying here, a Moiridik Yisot, Enochanama the Shitta Sarif is not accepted, but if it's an Inyan that we come to Mamzairim also, that's when I, says a Moirirua, I have the Hege. You know what a Hege is? The steering wheel. And I can say, I'm soymach hashita sarif. And he tells me, I aser you to say one word. Because he thought that I won't listen and I'll go back and I'll carry with the shtub. So this is one story. The other one I had is here with the Rebduvit. Rebduvit, we also had a story where they had the Zriya Mikra and they had a Russian person taking care of it. And Rebduvit told, I checked that Mikra and I told the rabbi that I cannot ask the Russian, he's a Jew, but I can't ask him how he does it. I have to watch it myself. This is an old mikveh, which was built only Zriya.
Where was this?
That's the Sturach Rishum. This is an old mikveh that was built only Zriya here in the States, and the hot water came in from the boiler direct. So what happened was, I said to the Rav, I can't ask the Russian nothing. I want to see, I'll make my belief, clearly I'm looking around, I'm an architect, whatever. And I see that he takes the hot water, he dries out the mikveh perfect, like he was taught, he takes the hot water from the furnace, and he throws it in into the mikveh.
Into the Bor Tefillah.
Into the Bor Tefillah. There was no Bor Hashukah. This is the Bor Zriya. And I said, Rabboni Shloim, I call up on the telephone, the roof, come over now, you wouldn't believe what he's doing. So he comes over and he says, he sees, says, tell me, didn't I teach you that you should first put in the cold water, right? The zero, the cold water, and then you can add on hot water. So he says like this, Rebbe, you drink coffee, do you drink coffee? He says, yeah. He says, what do you put in first, the milk or the hot water? He says, I put in the hot water. He says, why? Why don't you put in the milk first? He says, because the kettle doesn't have the same temperature all the time, and if I need to add, so I can add as much as I want. So the cold is easier to add. What if I put in too much cold, and then I can't fill up, the mug is filled up, and it's still not hot? She says, that's why I do the same. I used to get complaints every night. The women would say, it's cold, the water is cold. So what I do something else. First I put in the hot. And then I see how hot it is. And then I know how much cold to put in. So the Bor Zeriya was put in secondly. So then this was a mikveh that this man is, an acquaintance with Reb Duvit. He says, I'm going to ask Reb Duvit. So Reb Duvit calls me up and I tell him the mitzvah. He says, do me a favor. Go down there again and see if from the hot furnace, if it comes in through a pipe. Comes into a pipe. And how does it get from the furnace into the mikveh? So he said, yes, it's a steel pipe. It's a steel pipe, maybe 7-8 feet long. He says, no, chazachvalozen of machaber. Machaber holds that what? And hamshuche is git of a silm ochet. Remember, it's the machaber. And he says, don't tell anybody anything. Frege him, why are you so lenient? He says, let me tell you something. In all these small towns, there are a certain amount of people who hold tahara. The rest of them don't. If I'm going to say the mikveh was possible, and this goes 7 years he was doing this, so you know what all these friars will say to these frumer? See, we didn't use a mikveh, you didn't use a mikveh, so we're all the same. He says, I don't want you to say anything to anybody. Chvalozach of machaber, as the shivim v'am shuche is kosher, and mamayla fashtayist in shita sarif seral tasikushen or of machaber as minis and karka lines the machaber holds that it's enough of its inner. And mamayla velo yumele velo yumele, don't tell him anything. That's it for today.
If we could go down to Mincha in room 303 in the regular 4 o'clock, I'm in room 303 because it's a class right now, so we could head down to 303 for Mincha.
Thank you.